Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 24, Discontinuing Operations. Yeah, listen the word discontinuing, it is like continuous tense. Yeah, this standard is applicable only when the company decided to dispose of, not sold off, as on 31st March, decided to dispose of a segment or a division. Or yeah, they already found a party, they entered into a binding agreement, but yeah, the sale is not yet complete. It is going on as on 31st March, then the standard will comes into the picture. The standard is purely a presentation and disclosure standard. Where do we present? It is presented on the face of P&L and disclosure will be given in the notes to financial statements. Yeah, yeah, here, what is operations, sir? Yeah, what is operation? Operation is a segment or operation is a division. Yeah, does it need to be a reportable segment like any one condition out of five conditions of accounting standard 17 should be satisfied? No, it need not be a reportable segment. If it is a segment, that is more than sufficient. Yeah, you may be sell it, but it should be having a it may be a business segment or it may be a geographical segment. It can be distinguished for its operational purpose and even financial reporting purpose. Yeah, you may be selling it off. Yeah, in total, in one single transaction, you may be selling it off. Like you may be doing selling to another party, you may be demergering, or you may be spinning off, or you may be selling asset by asset. That is called a piecemeal sale. Yeah. But if you have really, entered into an agreement or decided to sell it, yeah, at two situations you are supposed to give the disclosure. First thing, initial disclosure event. What is initial disclosure event? I'll give you two dates. Whichever is early is going to be taken as initial disclosure event. First date is the date on which binding sale agreement is entered by the company. Second is when the board of directors have formally decided and announcement date and announced the formal plan to the interested parties. Yes, out of these two dates, whichever is earlier, that is called as initial disclosure event. Yeah, on the date of initial, on this date, you are supposed to disclose the following information to the public. Yeah, what is the information you are supposed to disclose it? I mean, that is which assets are going to be disposed of and what is the method of disposal? What is the total amount that you are expecting to realize it, and how many employees and what all the different departments of employees are going to lose their job, right? A period to complete this disposal. This information is mandatorily to be disclosed to the interested parties. Yeah, next, from the date of initial disclosure event till the date of completion of the disposal, how many balance sheet dates comes, that all the balance sheet date you are supposed to disclose further information. Yeah, that is what description of the discontinuing operation. Is it a business or geographical segment? You have to say when is that initial disclosure event happened and the date and period that is to be completed, in how many months or how many years it will be that sale will be completed, expectation, the carrying amount of total assets and liabilities, and even the revenue, I mean the discontinuing operation sales expenditure separately you are supposed to disclose in the notes. Right, if you see the profit and loss on the face of profit and loss, you will see like first revenue, then expenditure, then the profit, net profit, what is the net profit from continuing operation will be showed separately, profit from the discontinuing operation also showed separately, but the calculation of net profit from the discontinuing operation is going to be disclosed clearly in the notes to financial statements. One more thing, yeah, when you are writing this in the, even though disclosure, this discontinuing operation has taken place in the current year, previous year numbers are supposed to be restated. Remember, previous year numbers must be restated as if in the previous year only this discontinuing operation took place. You are supposed to restate it and present it. This is required for the better comparison of your profit and loss. That's all, my dear. If you like this, please share it with your friends. Let this be useful to as many as students possible. Thank you and all the very best.